Okay, let's get into our discussion of Yuma Yerushalmi Daf Tes. And we are on the Gemara right before the Mishnah, which discusses the preparation that the Kohen Gadol went through. As we know, the Zakenim from the Zikne Bezdin, they used to teach him the whole week. They were, as we learned in the Mishnah, they read the Seder Hayom, which was Parshas Achremos, and they say, hopefully you didn't forget anything, maybe you didn't learn. We said maybe that was during Bayis Sheni, when they didn't know, and they pass all of the animals. They make him stand at the Shaar Mizrach. We had a question in the Gemara, was he right outside, was he right inside? And they pass all the animals in front of him so that that reminds him of the avoda, right? The Mishnah said, "Kadeshi makir v'ragil ba'avoda." And the Karban Eda said, based on earlier sources, "Misbonein bibehemos." He thinks about the animals, ha'ovros lefanav, that go in front of him, "Lasei salibo hilcha seder hayom," to go through the seder hayom. So the animals listed in the Mishnah were parim, elim, and kvasim. And the question is, there's one animal that's missing from that list, and that plays a major role in Yom Kippur, the se'irim. Right, where are the goats? The Seir LaShem, the Seir LaZazel. There's a Seirim in the Musaf also. So ask the Gemara, where are the Seirim? So Mavir and Alafan of Parim Ve'elam Kvasim, Balam Alo Amar Seir. Why doesn't it say Seir? There are three goats that are brought on Yom Kippur. Amar Rebbe Ba Kartigna Bilokach Eino Zakek Leharos. Right, what does that mean? So we'll go with the Pnei Moshe's Pshat. Well, even without seeing this ear, don't you have to pour from the word irui? What does that mean? It means before you do, we had this, and we'll have this later again, before you do the pourings of the, and the sprinklings of the blood of the par, you have to mix the blood of the par and the par and the blood of the seir. So, once you see the cow, you're going to think about the cow's avoda, and you're going to remember the seir's avoda is part of the cow's avoda, because of the pouring in. So, the whole point isn't just to recognize the animals, as we said, but it's to remember the avoda associated with the animals. So this is good enough. That's how the Pnei Moshe understands the word leharos. Mikivan shalabasof zakuku leharos ula arev shneim. You have to mix them anyway. At least the seir of lefnai velefnim kshu roa hayom hapar zacharu gamkin lahaseir umisponin ba'avodaso veitzrach lahaver lefanav. You don't have to bring the seir because you'll remember through that anyway. Again, there are other pshatim about being mitorer, but that's the day. If you look in the Bavli, on Daf Yud Ches, where this comes up, there's a totally different idea about why you don't let the seir go in front. It's going to make the Kohen Gadol depressed, and he's going to think about all the chataim, and maybe he won't be able to focus on his avoda. Vitana. Tana afa seirim. Just read the next line before the Mishnah. Ashkach tani v'seir. So we have a brisa that says seir also. Okay, machlokes, but the seir is put on the list. So the Bavli also has that. Tana afa seirim. V'tana didan my time alotana seirim. Why didn't our Tana say seirim? Kivan da'al chet ka'asu chol shadaite. Because it's coming for a chet, he's going to be very upset. And he's not going to be able to focus. Even though that's what all Yom Kippur is about. The Gemara is about getting kapara, but he'll think about this. So the Gemara says, "Yachi par nami al chet hudasi." Right, the cow also becomes for al chet. Par kivan da alav v'al echav hakoanim hudasi, ba'achiv hakoanim ike inish de isbe milsa meidi adiale mahadile b'tshuva. Right, maybe he knows he's amongst the koanim and he'll be able to fix the chet, and therefore it won't depress him like he doesn't have any control. But pekulu Yisrael lo yada. Right, and he won't be able to. So therefore, there's another answer given also, but that's the different answer in the Bavli. So again, he doesn't need it because he's going to remember anyway, or that. Good. Next Mishnah. The whole week that he's in sequestered in the Lishkas Parhedrin, or earlier called the Balvutin, they give him whatever food he wants. Machol Mishta, whatever he wants to eat, he can eat. Erev Yom Kippur Mimchashecha. But at Erev Yom Kippur, towards evening, lohem anichanos olochal harbe, they would not let him eat a lot. Shahamachal maybe es hashena. Because lots of food brings sleepiness, and they don't want him to sleep that night because they're worried about chashash that he'll have a re'ies keri, and therefore they don't give him lots of food, right? The mukkar for a nap on Shabbos afternoon, after we have the largest lunch meal that we have the whole week, that some people have the minhag of going to sleep right after the meal, because machal mevi l'day shena. That's what the Mishnah says right here. But interesting, even though, let's continue reading for a minute. They don't give him specific foods, not only that make him sleepy, but that would be maybe l'day carry. There was known foods that lead to carry. Lo chala, v'lo beitzim, v'lo gvina. Not milchiks, right? Milk, eggs, and cheese. V'lo basar shamin, v'lo not fleishiks. Not fatty meat. V'lo yain yashan, or old wine. V'lo kuntidon. And kuntidon is... We don't have the Mishnah in Shabbos. Kuntidon, wine mixed with honey and pepper. V'lo grisin shalpul, another type of crushed beans. V'lo adashim, lentils. That's this day. Shmuel amar, v'lo esro, v'lo kol davar shumarga laziva. Certain foods were known to bring ziva. So afal pike na yakorin alfal v'zapasikazet. And even though they took these precautions and they would guard him, they still daven for siyata d'shmaya. Right, because if the Kohen Gadol becomes Tameh, we're in trouble. Right, and hopefully we have another Kohen Gadol, but we want this Kohen Gadol to do the job. So, Afal Pikin, even though they took these precautions, so Yikoran Alav, it's a Pasuk Gazed, they said this Pasuk. And Hashem lo yivne bayis, right, Pasuk in Tehillim, Shav Amlu Bonabo, right, we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help. If Shlomo HaMelech says, if we're building a Beis HaMikdash, we need his help too. See, the Karban Eida says, Aval Pikein, Klomar, Aval Bishayu Mishamrin Oso, Hayatzorech Le'ezer Eloka, Mima'al Shiyishmerenu Mikol Tuma. You still need Hashem. Still need Hashem's help. So we can do whatever we can to try to help the Kohen Gadol not become Tamei, but we still need a divine help. That's what the Mefarshim say as well, the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Tzorech Ezer Me'Hashem Shelo Yavo, Lo Yavo L'Toma. It's interesting to think about, they withheld from him all of these foods, and in general food, even though this is the only weekday of the year that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat. Right? There's a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat in the Erev Yom Kippur. And this was the day, so, and the counter pressure, so maybe he could eat a lot in the morning, just as Erev Shabbos and Chashecha, but as it got lower. He didn't have a big suit of mafsekas. Right? Everybody else, we eat a lot before Yom Kippur to make sure that we are prepared, but he did not, he was not allowed to have. Right? Remember the mitzvah of eating an Erev Yom Kippur has many different, elements to it. The most common, message being Hachana. Right? We're gonna fast. The Meshech Chachma reflects this, that it's Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there's one day a year only, Midaraisa, that Hashem says we have to fast. Only one day a year. And that, of course, is Yom Kippur. All the other fast days are Drabanan, based on our actions that we brought it upon ourselves. There's only one day a year. But Hashem doesn't want us to be uncomfortable. That's the Meshech Chachma and Parshas Noach, Terachah Adachi Noam. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us a mitzvah to eat the day before, to be marba in our zechuyos, and that we're not uncomfortable, because that's what the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. He doesn't want us to be uncomfortable. U'mishem ze lo matzonu mitzvah l'sanos rak yom echad bashana v'kodem yisira v'chiva lechol. That's the Meshech Chachma in Noach. But again, it starts with the Rishonim. The Rishonim already say that the Erev Yom Kippur mitzvah to eat, Daraisa, is based on Hachana. Rashi says here in Yuma Da Pei Aleph, V'inisa betisha klomar hatzkein atzmecha betisha shetucha lehisanos ba'asara. Right? Eat on the 9th so you could fast properly on the 10th. Or the rush. Hachinu atzmechem betisha lachodesh lehischazek ba'achila ubishtia kedei shetuchlu lehisanos lamachar. Right? So you're able to eat, fast properly. The Shibali Haleke, have to ask, find out from the doctors about this, this reality, says, yeah, it is hachana, but it's the opposite way, right? If you eat a lot the day before, you're gonna be hungrier, because it's the contrast. It's the contrast of not being able to, going from, one extreme to the other. Kilu nisane, vasi lahotsi miliman, chulu, he talks about it, where's the Lashon? Shaochal yafav erev yom kippur misane kashalo inuyo yoser. Okay, that's what the Yishmael like it says. But if you remember, the Rabbeinu Yonah is mashma, that there's a whole different idea by the Suda of Erev Yom Kippur. It's not about Achana, it's Sudas Yom Kippur. Sudas Yom Kippur, because you can't, it's a Yantif. You have to have a Suda on Yantif. Problem is, you have to fast on Yom Kippur. So what are you supposed to do? So we bump it up. What's the whole assumption of that approach? That, you know, you can't sit in the Sukkah, Erev Sukkahs, it's meaningless. Right, you can't do any of the fact that he would say that on Erev Yom Kippur, you could be Yotze, your Sudas Yom Kippur, is mashma that there's some aura of Yom Kippur already on Erev Yom Kippur. right? There's some aura there. That's Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva. He says, Yomim Tovim. Nizchayavnu l'kvoh asuta mitzvah be'erav Yom HaKippurim. On Erev Yom Kippur, we have this idea. Again, we have elements, right? We say Al-Chait on Al Chait on Erev Yom Kippur. Why? Because the Gemara says, because maybe the Satan's not gonna want us to eat properly, and maybe we'll choke during the Siddur Mafsekas. What about last week? We weren't worried about this, and the following. So it must be something about Yom Kippur already is in the air, that even the Satan knows about it. But that's a totally different idea. Related. The Chayyadam says in Hilchos Yom Kippur, Kivan Shechayev Chaladam Lizvados B'Yom HaKippurim, Tiknu Chazal Lahakdim Vidui L'Betilas Bencha, Shekfar Mechatzos Hayom, Maschil Lehisnotzeitz Kedushas Hayom. Right? The sparks already, this is the Chayyadam. This is the Chayyadam. This is the Bechutin of the Gra. Right? That's saying such a phrase. Right? That's but there has to be some type of element there. But that's in terms of the Mitzvah of Erev Yom Kippur. But, for the good of Klal Yisrael, the Chachamim do not let the Kohen Gadol have such a big meal on Erev Yom Kippur. Okay, but they daven. We don't give him some food, but we also daven that we get divine help. V'lo min ha'nisim shayunasim ha'beis ha'migdashin? Question mark. What are we so worried about? The Rishonim already. We mentioned the Tosa Rush a couple of days ago. Isn't it one of the nisim that there was never any carry on the Kohen Gadol never saw, became tummy on Yom Kippur? So what do we have to worry about? Give him whatever food he wants. Give him whatever food he wants. It's not going to happen. Amar Rabbi Avun al Shem Lo Sanasu. Ooh, what's Lo Sanasu? So this is now a third pshat of what Lo Sanasu means. Lo Sanasu means don't test. Lo Sanasu is Hashem Elokeichem. That's the pasuk that we have in Dvarim. So the Bavli, we're used to two ideas included in this Issur Daraisa. What's the Issur Daraisa of Lo Sanasu is Hashem Elokeichem? The pasuk says in Vo Eschanan. The pasuk says here, Lo Sinasu as Hashem Elokeichem Asher Nisisim b'masa. So the Sefer Chinuch, if you look in Tav Chav Dalid, quotes two ideas. Number one, we know from the Maseches Tainis, don't test God. We're not allowed to test God. We're not, you know, I'm going to do this mitzvah, but I really want to win this lottery. You know, whatever it is, you can't test Hashem. You can't test Hashem. The Gemara says there are exceptions to the rule with Staka. The Gemara in Pesachim, Al Menashe Yichye Bini, Al Menashe. The din is that the starting point is you can't test Hashem. Number one, that's included Lo Sanasu. Number two is over testing a navi. If there's a navi that's muchzak to be a navi, don't over test him. That's the chinuch in Tafchav Dalad. Shenim Nanu Shel Nasus Yoser Midai Hanavi Hamiyaser Es Haam. A navi that's giving musar to the Am Yisrael by Malamdim Darki Achuva. Achar Sheneida Amitas Nevuaso. The Rambam goes through in Hilchos Yisodi Torah what you have to do to prove yourself to be a navi. And once that's true, that's it. That's it. Trust him. V'alzei Nemar Lo Sanasu Hashem Lakechem. Klomar Lo Tenasu Gemulei Hashem Ve'Anashav Shehodia Lachem Al Yedei Neviav Al Tzad Shetis Tatilu Safek Bahem. Mishar Shia Mitzvah, V'chulu, and then he continues. Then he says later on, also, V'kmochin B'chlal Asara, Sholasos Mitzvah Hashem Baruch Hu Al Derech HaNisayon. Don't do mitzvahs by testing Hashem. Klomar, Sheyasa Adam Mitzvahs L'nasos Im Yigmaleu Hashem Kitzidko. Lo La'avas Hakel V'yirasa Oso. You do a mitzvah not for Avas Hashem or Yiras Hashem, but just for getting something out of it. I mentioned in the Parsha Shir this week from Rabbi Lamb, gave a drasha about what the concept of bris means. What does bris mean? He says, some people out there think bris is a barter. What does bris mean? Hashem, I'm going to do these mitzvahs, but I need you to do this. You know, so let's make an agreement. I'm going to do A, B, and C. You, for me, do D, E, and F. That's not what bris is. That's Lo Sanasu. Right? Lo Sanasu. Mitzvahs are for Avas Hashem and for Yiras Hashem. It's not for testing God. Right? Bris means a covenant. It doesn't mean a barter. Covenant means we're in it. We're in it for the long run. Right, and that's the Sefer HaChinuch. But here, beside Lo Sanasu being, don't test God, and don't, over-test a Navi, now we have number three, don't rely on an ace. Lo Sanasu Hashem Elokeichem, don't act in a way that's somech al anes. Right, you see what the Karban Eda says? Lo Sanasu, klomar de lechadchila ein somchan al anes. Don't rely on an ace. So that's answer number one, why we have to give him special food, because we don't want to rely on the nace, or Amar Rav Yossi Barbun, Kambarisho, Kambasheni. Right, there's an answer that some of the Rishonim gave. and that is Mikdash Rishon. That's when the Nisim took place. But Mikdash Sheni, not. So that it's not a clear. So in Mikdash Rishon, could he eat whatever he wants? According to the second answer, or does the second answer also hold to the first answer? Not under the clear. But either way, you have this third idea. So if you look in Rav Yochanan Fischer Perlau, as we know, remember, Rav Saadia Gaon wrote a Sefer HaMitzvahs, that could be 2 pages. It was a poem. Rav Yochanan Fischer Perlau wrote 2,000 pages about the Sefer HaMitzvahs. So if you look in Lo Sase Kuf Chav Zayin, which is Tsur Lo Sanasu, those three words, and he has 2 pages on that. So he quotes, he says, Be Yerushalmi Perakama Diyoma, Mivuar, to Bechal Kradalosanasu, Gamas Harishlo Lismochalanes, Afil Bamakam Sheyadua Shosanes. Even if you know for sure that Nes is going to happen, Hashem promise, these Nisim, Ein Somchalanes, right? And according to the first answer of the Gemara, Ein Somchalanes, there's no difference by Yisrisha and by Yesheni. Vehevia Harashbats, Bezohar Rakia. Aval Nire, says the Rav Saadia Gaon, says Rav Yochanan Perlau, Dasmachta Vialmahi Velo Bedaraisa. I don't think this is really part of the Issa Daraisa of the Pasik. I think it's an Asmachta. Vumi al Kalpanim, Tamud is down low Sir Lahaki. And you want to say the Yerushalmi holds this Daraisa? I think the Bavli holds this only Durabanan. Where do you see? Where in the Bavli are you going to find that it's only Durabanan? Again, you have to have not Shas only on your fingertips, but to know the Mashmos and the meaning what's behind. Because the Gemara in Shabbos says, don't walk in a dangerous place. Don't walk in a place where it's dangerous because Hashem maybe won't do an ace for you. And even if he does an ace for you, it's gonna cost you. That's what the Gemara says. Don't walk in a dangerous place because maybe Hashem won't do an ace. Even if he does, it's gonna cost you. Why does the Gemara say it's gonna cost you? Why does the Gemara say it's an issur daraisa? Right? Why does it just say menachin lo mischu yosef? Right? Just say you're violating lo sanasu. It must be that the Bavli argues. You read this Gemara, you're like, I don't have anything to do with it. Elavadai, lo tamud d'yon, ein zeh b'chal azar lo sanasu. Gam b'Yerushalmi gufei sham ikaman d'paligalei. And if you look in that Yerushalmi, there's another daya, where we just read it. That's where the Rambam does not quote, and the other Rishonim do not quote this as part of the Issa Daraisa, because the Bavli argues, or it's a Durabanan. V'divrei HaRashbats, that quotes it, Sarach Ian and Sleeve Ein L'Harach Baseh. I'm not going to be Marach, but that's the Lo Sase Kuf Chav Zayin in the Yeruch official Perla. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah, Masru Ziknei Bezdin L'Ziknei Kahuna. So the Ziknei Bezdin, who were the ones that taught him the whole week, gave him to the Ziknei Kahuna of Holy Chul Aliyas Beis Aftinus. And they brought the Kohen Gadol to the Beis Aftinus room. Beis Aftinus, if you remember back from Shkalim, they were the ones that were experts in making the Ketores. And they were going, why the Ziknei Kahuna take him? Because they were going to teach the Kohen Gadol how to do Chafina. How to do Chafina, as we will see. We know Kemitza, we're used to. Kemitza, the Kohen sticks his right hand into the flour, and he rubs his 2 fingers and whatever's under. Chafina is harder. You want to say the Kemitza is hard because you can't have anything in between. Chafina is the Kohen Gadol has to burn in the Kodesh Kedashim. He has to burn a fistful, but basically your both hands cupped together. Both of the hands cupped together, the palms, a ketores full of both your hands. They have to burn that on the coals in the Kodesh Kedashim. The problem is you have to go into the Kodesh Kedashim. You have a shovel, a heavy shovel of coals, of hot coals. You put that down, fine. But then you have the other little shovel of the ketores. And you have to, without putting it down, you have to turn the little shovel of the ketores and be able to fill both hands with the ketores without dropping a drop, without dropping any tiny little bit. And so the Gemara says he puts the rim of the shovel between his armpit or in his mouth and turning it over. Right, it's one of the cases where the Gemara says avod the kasha shebe mikdash. It's very difficult and it's pretty scary and he doesn't want to mess up, so he's got to practice. So that's why he went to Beis Aftinus to learn how to do chafina. Hishbi'uhu, but now the Mishnah goes back and says the Ziknei Bezdin, before they left, they made him swear. They made him swear, as we'll see, to do the avoda properly, not like it's stuki. The niftaru, and then they left for hocholahem, and then they left. Amrula, what was the shvua? They said to him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, Anu shluchei bezdin, v'yatar shluchei v'shliach bezdin. We are the shluchei bezdin, and you are the arshliach and the shliach of all of Klal Yisrael. Mashmin anu alecha, we make you swear. b'misha shikein esmo b'bayis hazeh, the in the name of Akadosh Baruch Hu, one, the one who rested his shechina in this house. You shouldn't don't change anything from what we spoke about. Do it exactly. Why? As we'll see, because the tzdukim have a different way of doing the avoda in the Kodesh Kodashim, right? They say make the fire, make the smoke outside before you go in, and we hold no, you make the fire inside in the Kodesh Kodashim. So you can't change. And they go away crying. They go away crying. He goes away crying, and they go away crying after the Shvuah, as we'll see why in the Gemara. Good. Algabe Shar, where was this Beis Aftinus? Algabe Shar HaMayim, I said, it was above the Shar HaMayim. We learned about the Shar HaMayims in Shkalim. Remember, we had the 13 Hishtachavayos were connected, all the Sharim. So one of them was the Shar HaMayim. That was the day, the gate that was used to bring the Nisach HaMayim, for the word of the Nisach HaMayim on Sukkis. The Samach HaLishkas, I said, and it was next to the Lishkas Parhedrin, so you didn't have to go so far. It was next to the Lishkas Parhedrin, that he used to practice. Who parishu bocha? Why did he, after the Shvuah, go and separate and cry? Shenechshad, that they suspected him. Right? Terrible. They thought I was, a tzduki. Vein parishu bochin, shetzarchal lakach. And they went and, and cried that they had to do this. Why? Because you're not supposed to be choshed. Right? The Karban Eida quotes the Gemara Shabbos, ha-choshed b'ksherim loki begufo. Right? If you're choshed b'ksherim, it's terrible. Moshe Rabbeinu was choshed b'ksherim. Right? That's the source. And he was loki begufo, tzaras, v'lomamash b'yuno. So why do they have to do this whole shvua? Why do they make a shvua? Mipnei ha-baitusim. Because of the baitusim, one of the groups who rejected Torah, shebal peh, shahaya omrim, because what did they say? If you kind of read the psukim in Achremos, you could read it as, yakter mi bachutz v'yachres mi befnim. First you make the Torah smoke, and then you bring it inside to the Kodesh Kodashim. And that's what they held, but we hold the opposite. Torah Shabbat Pass said, no. First you bring it inside, you make it smoke inside, you make it smoke inside. There's a lot of symbolism we mentioned many years ago about that machlokas. Right? We hold you can't bring other values and put them and supplant them onto Jewish values. Our values could go on mashpia on the whole world, and you could bring it out. But you can't bring external values into the Kodesh Kodashim. What do? We light on fire inside, and then it goes out. That's quoted, the Mayana Shel Torah quotes a number of the Achronim. Darkam Shel Tztuk B'chol Adoros. This is from Joshua Ha'iyun. That's right, the Reisha Rav, Rabbi Levine. Darkam Shel Tztuk B'chol Adoros. Shem Shoafim L'Hachnas Tikunim B'chidushim B'dat. New, modern changes to religion. Whatever they see outside, they want to put that inside. They want to serve Hashem based on how the other religions are serving. Amna, we say Ephes, Chachma Yisrael, Nilchamu Tamid, Vilchamakasha Umar, Negan, Amasaknim, Amachachim Alalu. Lohotim Eliben Shal Tztukim. What do? We light the fire in the Kodesh Kodashim. Starts with what a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us, and then, we are Mashpia out. The symbolism of that. The Baitusim, if you remember where the Baitusim come from, the Tztukim and the Baitusim, they are students of Tzadok and Baitus. The Rambam, based on the Avos Rabbi Nassim, but the Rambam in the beginning of Pirshim Mishnayis, in Pirkei Avos, on the Mishnah, Antigonus is Socho. Remember, they misinterpreted what their Rebbe said. Chazal even say that maybe he should be very careful when we talk, right? He said, Adi Amsham Shana Sarav, don't serve God Amanas Lakabal Pras, Ella, serve God Shalo Amanas Lakabal Pras. Or Amanas Shalo Lakabal Pras. That's a big difference. Yeah. If it's Shalo Amanas, don't serve God on condition getting a reward. Serve God on condition not to get a reward. So they interpreted. What did he say? Good kasha. Different than Gersos in the Mishnah. But they interpreted the latter. Oh, no reward? Forget it. So they wanted really to throw away everything. But the Rambam says there, as he explains it, nobody would have believed them to reject Torah totally. So they said, you always got to have a little MS in order to ground and anchor. Like Rashi quotes in by the Meraglim, where they say, oh, it's a beautiful land, but this is the problem. So you have to start off with a dvar emes. So that's what they did. They wanted to reject everything, even Torah Shebichsav, but nobody would believe them. So they said, okay, we'll accept Torah Shebichsav, we'll just reject Torah Shebal Peh. Lefis, that's what the Rambam says. V'fi efshar lahem l'rakezes ha'homonim saviv ha'emuna shehuska lahem, v'shemuna ra'azu mafrida ben ha'muchadim, v'ech ta'achides ha'mufuradim, chazru la'ameses ha'davar she'enim yicholom l'achi sho'etzel ha'homon.
ואילו האיזו על כך היו נהרגים, כלומר תורה שבכסב, ודימה כל אחד מהם, באיני סייתו שומם לתורה שבכסב, they made it as if they believe in תורה שבכסב, וחולק על הקבלה. וחולק על הקבלה is part of ביתוס, the ביתוסים and the צדוקים. Yeah, there's a lot more there. Interesting discussion in the Achronim, the Sfasemis discusses, one second. So they make him swear. If I swear not to do a mitzvah, the shvu is not chal. Right? If I swear I'm not going to put on tefillin today, it's not chal. I'm already mushba v'yomed mehar Sinai. So, l'shitaso, this baitus student, they're making him swear, but he really believes that he's supposed to do the smoke outside and then bring it inside. So according to him, he's swearing nishba l'batel as a mitzvah. How is the shvu chal anyway? The shvu should be chal. He really thinks, he's convinced that this is what you're supposed to do. This is how you interpret the Torah. So he asked the Sfas Emes, on the Mishnah, here, Daf Yud Ches, Hikshu HaMafarshim, Dilofishi Tazamah Kozeves, Havi Nishba Levatel HaMitzvah, V'lo Chai LaShvua, Mayahani L'Ramoy B'Rama Yusei. Right, how does that help? So he quotes a number of answers. He says, V'ulai Yeshlom Lofishi Tazam, maybe the whole idea of Nishba Levatel HaMitzvah not being Chal, that's Torah Shabbat Peh. So they don't hold of that principle of not being Chal. So, Lishi Tazo, it's going to be Chal. Number one. Or maybe they make him swear about the entire avoda of the day. So migu, the Gemara, that's like a shua kolel. So migu, that the shua is chal on the rest of the parts that they don't argue on, so too is chal on the parts that they argue. To kol masha mashmino so bekolel, to kol masha omrim lo yase, af b'masha inam mechulakim im hachachamim, u bekolel shaper chal af b'nishba levatel. That's two of the answers that the Sfas Emes gives here on the Mishnah. Good. One time somebody did that. There was a tzduki that did that. And he comes out to brag to his father. He says, "Dad, you taught me all the years that you know we argue with the Talmid Chachamim, and this is why we do it. Lo asitem, but you never did it. Until I did it. I did it." I made it smoke outside and then I took it inside. So I was the one that finally did it. Amar lo, the father says, Afal bisha yinu darshim kol yamenu. Even though we always did it, we darshim that way, Aval kirtzon chachamim hayosim. But we never had the audacity to actually do it differently until now. Right? Maybe they were scared, whatever it is. They didn't, maybe they were misupik, but we never did it. And the father says to the son, Tami aniyam yarachos o ishyam v'olam. I don't know how much longer you're going to live after doing that. Amru lo bo yamim kalanat shemes. What happened? A few days later, he died. So in the back, interesting, one of the mefarshim in the back, the l'chaim b'Yerushalayim. What's the lashon of yamim kalim? Light days. So he says, sometimes you have days like the weather is like, everybody's getting sick outside. Everybody's getting sick, the weather's heavy. He says, and some days there's light outside. It's like springtime and it's healthy. So it was yamim kalim and he still died. Just to show that he died because of this, right? Nobody else was getting sick. There wasn't any other, viruses going around. Yamim kalim ad shemes, he died. The Yeshurim, others say, this whole conversation didn't even take place. Yatsa chotmo mizanek talaim, he came out already with worms coming out of his nose. Ukimin parsas egel olas betoch mitzcho. And he had like a footprint on his forehead. Some say like instead of the tzitz. He had a footprint on his forehead of a, it was the Mefarshim say a footprint of a malach that like kicked him in the forehead and he died as he came out. So he didn't have that conversation. Today is how fast. Why out of his nose? So the Rishonim, the story is also in the Bavli. The Rishonim say, Rashi says, on Daf Yates, because the nose is the first part of his body that went in. Right? The nose is the first part of the body that went into the Kodesh Kadashim. So it starts with the nose. That's Rashi. Rashi, Yutasim Abeis, Shehu Rishon Le'ivarim Likanes Labayas, Lefishu Bolet Lefanav. Other Mefarshim say, isn't he carrying the shovel? And that's in front of him. It's the hands. Right? Shouldn't that be? So the Ritva and the Tosis Yishanim, as I've said, often in Yuma, they're parallel. The Ritva and Tosis Yishanim on the page, no, he smelled the Ktoris. The nose smelled the Ktoris. And that's why the nose was punished. The Ben Yoyada also has a piece, but that's the nose. Okay. Is the boy Maymar, some say, right, there are three, I'm going to call it famous, but we're going to make it famous right now. There are three famous stories about a tzduki doing the wrong avoda, in Chazal. Number one, what we just said, it was in the Kodesh Kadashim, is to buy Meimar, and some want to say all three stories were the same guy. Heb de Para, the Paraduma. Remember the Paraduma, we hold that a Tful Yom could do the Paraduma. But the Tzukim didn't believe that. So they had this whole story that they tried to, the person who was about to do the Paraduma, they made him tummy again, and this whole story elsewhere that, they messed up the Paraduma. Heb de Sukkah, remember the Sukkah one? The Mishnah in Sukkah says that Nisach HaMayim is all Torah Shebaal Peh. So there was a Tzuki who went up to do to pour the water on the Mizbeach and he poured it onto his feet instead of down the hole where it's supposed to go. And what they do? They threw their esrogim at him and they stoned him through with their esrogim. So some say, he the bar, he the Sukkah, he the Yom HaKippurim. That it was the same guy in all three stories. So that's only going to work if they didn't die after the story, as we'll see. So Rabbi Simon Lomar came. Rabbi Simon says, no. Ella o de para u de sukkah chad u de kippurim chad. Maybe you could have one guy that did two of the stories. Para duma and sukkah could be one, and kippurim chad. O de para u de kippurim chad u de sukkah chad. Right? You can't have Yom Kippur and sukkah as the same. Why? Because in both those stories, the guy died right away. Right? So you can't say that the guy who was stoned and the guy who came out of the Kodesh Kadashim, that can't be the same person because they died right after he did it. Manda Amar, so the Gemara says, well, wait, we had 2 days. Did he die a couple days later, or did he die right away? So Manda Amar Lobo Yom Kalamach Ames, according to the one who says he died a couple days later, then Tlason Avon, maybe it could be all three. Maybe it could be all three. Meaning, the couple days later was after Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Right? So that could work, all three. Manda Amar Yatza Chotma Mizanik Tolam, Ukumin Parsis Egel Yosef Dach Mitzcho, according to that day, they had worms coming out of his nose and he had this mark on his forehead, Kamanda Amar. That's the one that says there couldn't be one. Oh, deparo de sukkah chad, o de kippurim chad, o de kippurim chad, o de sukkah chad. Has to be split up. Just one more minute, says the Gemara. Tzavcha alei, and once we're talking about averas that were done in the Kodesh Kodashim, so we have the following two. Remember the Bnei Eli, the story in Sefer Shmuel, the Bnei Eli used to delay bringing the karbanos of the women who wanted to be back with their husbands, the Zavas and the Yoldos. So the Pasuk says that they were punished. And Safcha Alein HaZara, the Beis HaMikdash had a baskel that went out and said, Sumi Kan Bnei Eli, go out of here, Timeta and Beis Elokeinu, right? You're being Metame, right? You're causing these women not to be able to be back with their husbands. Boba, period. So that also is relating to the mistakes in the Kodesh Kadashim. Getting back to the Esrog story, Bo Bayom, on that day that they stoned the guy with Esrogim, Nifka Makarana Mizbeach, the corner of the Mizbeach got damaged because of all the Esrogim. And Vinasar Olav Gush Shel Melach, but they didn't want it to like look broken, so they put a whole pile of salt there to look as the horn, right? One of the horns on top, Shlo Yehe Nira Kepagum. So it doesn't look bad. Shall come his back. She in lo Karen Vesove. Viasod Pasalu. Any Mizbeach that doesn't have the Karen, the four Kronos, the Sovev, the ramp in the middle, Viasod in the bottom, Pasal. Right. And therefore, it wasn't covered of the Mizbeach to look Pagum. And they couldn't fix it because it was Yantif. They couldn't fix it yet because it was Yantif. So they just had to kind of cover it up so that it wouldn't look bad. One more step. Bon Kumi Rabbi Avo. 1 second. This guy who came out of the Kodesh Kodashim had a mark that he was kicked by a malach. But don't we have a Mesorah that even malachim weren't allowed in the Kodesh Kodashim when the Kohen Gadol went in? Kol Adam, and we darshin afilu osen shekasav em udmus penayim penay Adam lo yeba ol moed. Even those that have the face of an Adam, meaning malachim, but only HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Kohen Gadol. Right, so why is it that how do you have this on his face? Amar lon b'shashu nichlas kedarko. That promise of malachim being there is only if he's doing it properly. If he's messing up, then Hashem's like, yeah, I don't need to have yichud with you. So then malachim are allowed to be in. The Ramban quotes this line in Tetzaveh. He quotes this Yerushalmi, and he says, V'kol adam afilu malachim al kain siva lahashmiya kolo. That's why the Kohen Gadol, we know he has to make some noise as he goes in to make sure the Malachim know to leave. Malachim need some noise to know how to leave. That's what he says. Tziva lashmiya kolo, kemisha yikra, just like by Yosef. Hotziyu kolish me'alai. Everybody get out. So the Kohen Gadol has to kind of announce, v'yavo la'avod es ha'melech b'yichud. As the Ramban has that line in Tetzaveh. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Yuma daf tes, b'l'Hashem. We will continue with these exciting dafim next time.